Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Secure ID News podcast. I'm Gina Jordan. We're profiling this year's winners of the Women in Biometrics Awards. Colleen Manaher is Executive Director of Planning, Program Analysis, and Evaluation in the Office of Field Operations at U.S. Customs and Border Protection, which falls under the Department of Homeland Security. That's a mouthful, and she actually describes her title a little differently.
How lucky am I? I'm the Executive Director over our strategic programs and our planning, where we're going in the future. So if you had to just sum up really what I do, it's where we're headed in the future and how we're going to get there and find the money to do it.
Manaher serves as the lead for the U.S. visit entry-exit transition to CBP, Customs and Border Protection. CBP has played a key role in piloting and testing various biometric technologies as the U.S. works to modernize the entry-exit process. Manaher has been in law enforcement for nearly 30 years. She got started in the biometric industry after 9/11.
There was a call that we need biometrics at our ports of entry for all the arriving travelers. And I was the first one to put my hand up because I knew that that was the next stage in our transformation. But, you know, even when I put my hand up and I had the privilege of working in the biometrics industry, I was still just an officer. And at the time, there was a common belief that officers could not deploy biometric programs to our frontline officers, that they had to be a certified project manager that required all this schooling. And because of the level of intensity of biometrics, it required what's called a level 3 program manager. And as an officer, of course, that was very foreign to me. But I have to be honest with you, I'd be damned to think that I wasn't going to deliver solutions to my own officers. So I went to school and I got that level 3 so I could deploy biometrics and handle a major programs with millions of dollars in funding amounts.
Manaher's work in facial recognition is transforming the way we travel. She's of the opinion that we won't recognize air travel in the next 3 to 7 years. And her proudest accomplishment and most significant contributions to biometrics are intertwined.
We're so invested in facial recognition that we're willing to say that we won't even require a passport. And that anytime you have to show your identification, we believe that the face is the key to your travel efficiency. And I think, you know, the proudest accomplishment and the most significant contribution in biometrics certainly was deploying, I think right after 9/11, deploying our fingerprint collection across every port of entry, which is over 350 ports. And I was the program manager that accomplished all of that to deploy it to our frontline officers. And I think from then, how lucky am I that I was able to craft our strategic vision for the future, which involves facial recognition, which will transform our arrival and departure process at every port of entry in the nation.
Manaher says while traditional law enforcement will likely stick with fingerprint, she says her agency is among the first in government to move to a true multimodal.
While fingerprints are still a primary law enforcement biometric, that's in the background. The face actually captures it while running the multimodal of the fingerprint in the background. So all the traveler sees is a simple photo being taken, when in reality, all of the law enforcement and law enforcement checks, the fingerprint checks, are all being done in the background by the use of a multimodal. So I think you have two aspects with facial recognition from our perspective. Not only are we securing from a national security, we have the potential here to eliminate the imposter threat. I mean, not many biometrics can say that we have the potential here to truly eliminate the imposter threat, while at the same time increasing our efficiency and having our officers move from an administrative function of grabbing the passports, looking at all, querying it all, to going back what they were really meant to do, which is to determine intent and purpose of those who are entering this country.
Manaher says she's proud to be part of an agency that's full of innovators, risk takers, and creative problem solvers.
I was at a big event in Las Vegas about the future of travel, and I was doing a little keynote there. And in the audience were, Heathrow Airport was there. I believe Charles de Gaulle was there, Melbourne Airport. And do you know, probably one of the greatest compliments I've ever received was after I was done giving my speech, they came up to me and they said, you know, we wish you were our border security agency. How sweet do you hear that, right?
Manaher will receive her Women in Biometrics Award on November 14th in New York City. She's in good company. Come back to hear about the other four winners for 2018. Thank you for joining us for another edition of the Secure ID News podcast.